Lloyd swayed in the saddle, his hat pulled low over his eyes to block out the painful sunlight. Even at a walk, nearly every step of his horse provoked a curse as the movement aggravated the wicked hangover he was nursing. He'd arrived back at Jim's farm last night after spending a few months at the summer camp where the young musicians had been stranded with Sharon, the camp director. There'd been a harvest party going on when Lloyd arrived at Jim's place, and his unexpected return only added to the festivities. "I think I'm going to die this time," Lloyd mumbled. "You should have stopped drinking a little earlier," Jim said. "What time did you finally set the jar down?" "What time is it now?" "A little after 9 a.m. Lloyd made a disapproving groan. "No wonder I feel like shit. Who gets up at 9 a.m.? Obviously not people who drink until the wee hours of the morning. I don't think it was the hour I quit that was the problem. May have been the hour that I started." "I didn't think you had moonshine at the music camp," Jim said. "I didn't, but I may have made a few local friends during the time I was there. I don't know why, but a banjo player seems to be able to take up with all the men who love a drink." Jim laughed. "It's because it takes liquor to numb the pain inflicted by a banjo. A sober man couldn't tolerate being in the presence of one." Lloyd cocked an eye at Jim from beneath his hat. "Must be a burden toting all that wit around all day." "So did you drink every day of your ride back to the valley or just on the last one?" "It was only a one-day ride." Jim gave his old friend a suspicious look. "No way. It took us days to get out there to that camp. How the hell could you make it in one?" "Well, you're partial to camping in the middle of nowhere at night. I'm not so inclined. I'd like to think I'm cut of a finer cloth." "You're what my grandfather used to call a house cat," Jim said. "A man more inclined to spend his day curled up on the couch. What you're really saying is you were too scared to sleep in the dark by yourself, so you rode straight through?" Lloyd managed a nod. "A little more than 2 days in the saddle. Might have slept some, but only on the go. I drank to keep my nerve up. Hoped like hell I was remembering the route correctly." "So this hangover you're sporting isn't just from one night's overindulgence. It's the accumulated hangover from several days of hard living." "That's about the size of it. Now don't you feel bad about being such an asshole and making me get out of bed so early?" Jim laughed again. "What do you think?" Lloyd shook his head sadly. "I guess not. There's not a single drop of human compassion in you. No sympathy for the weary traveler. No pity for the sick and afflicted. No tolerance for a lazy drunk is more like it. We got no time to waste. If you're serious about wanting to open a roadhouse, we need to make it happen before the weather starts getting colder. We might have 2 months, three at most." Lloyd didn't reply to that. It was his typical response when someone slapped him with logic and he didn't want to accept it. "You understand why we can't use your parents' house, right?" "Too far out of town," Lloyd conceded. "I get it. Roadhouses out in the country were fine in the days when people had cars, or at least friends with cars. These days it needs to be closer to the centers of population, closer to town." "I like the idea of striking up a deal with those whores and perhaps sharing the house they were using." Jim shook his head. "That house is too small and has too much baggage associated with it. It belonged to Hadley Wright, and I don't want people thinking I killed him just to take over his criminal enterprise." "Guess people in this town didn't know we were fully intent on starting our own criminal enterprise, did they?" "Don't see a thing wrong with it," Jim said. "I see this as an expansion of our activities at the farmer's market. One more way of collecting intelligence and keeping an eye on what's going on around us." "Well, if you don't want me turning my childhood home into a bar and you don't want to use Hadley Wright's brothel, what's your plan?" "You'll see." Lloyd didn't have the energy to try to pry the information from his old friend. If Jim wasn't going to be more forthcoming, Lloyd was going to do his best to try and catch a few winks before they got to town. He removed his hat and rested it over the saddle horn like it was a hat rack, then leaned forward with his arms draped to each side of the horse's neck. He looked like a cowboy who'd been shot and died in the saddle. He only lasted in that position for a few minutes before he felt his stomach roiling and his gorge rising. Lloyd sat up abruptly, squinting against the harsh morning light. "Really bad idea." Jim grinned. "You throw up on that horse and she'll throw you. No one likes to be under a puking drunk. Haven't you learned that by this point in your life?" Lloyd crushed his hat back onto his head and said nothing for the rest of the ride into town. Jim watched wildlife along the river, pleased to see deer, squirrels, and herons. He'd been afraid that these times of deprivation might have thinned the wildlife, as had happened during the Depression.